This is going to be the most important vote that I think the citizens have and will have had in the last 30 years to transform our community, to create jobs, and to address the congestion problem that we face. It is far from perfect, but it is far better than doing nothing.
The penny tax, which would raise Hillsborough County's sales tax from 7 to 8%, comes during what Commissioner Rose Ferlita called a daunting economy. It would fund a number of projects that would ease congestion in the Tampa Bay area. These include a light rail system, upgraded bus lines, pedestrian trails, and work on existing roads. Commissioners Al Higginbotham and Jim Norman did not support the move. Norman called the plan fragmented and questioned whether the Transportation Task Force had completed a feasibility report when developing its recommendations.
What concerns me is a promise made and a promise kept. Is there going to be a documented feasibility report that's scrubbed and looked at, that citizens know what they're buying and what they're getting?
Higginbotham said that the referendum would serve as an agreement between the county and voters, whom he said have been let down by government in the past.
We're asking them to agree to a contract, but they've got to look at the party on the other side. That's the government, which I'm now a part of, and they've got to look at us and say, well, time and time again, you've broken your contract. Time and time again, when you have promised that you would create a tax that would provide a service, and then you fall short.
Commissioner Kevin White said that the county should move forward on this despite the troubled economy.
It's never going to be the right time. It's never the right time to ask taxpayers or anybody to come up and pony up with any extra additional monies at all, because we all want to keep every penny in our pockets that we can. But we have to look at the greater good for the entire community, not now, for the future and for our children's future.
Community activist Gerald White, who spoke during the public comment session, said that he hopes the county will treat the African American community fairly in its transit plan.
We want to make sure that there's some transit stops in the black community. I don't want a transit line that goes under, over, around, or on top of the black community. We want something that goes through the black community, that stops, that we can utilize this new transit system. That's extremely important to me.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, who has been a key advocate of the penny tax, said that contrary to Commissioner Norman's claim that the transit project appears fragmented, the system is cohesive.
And I know a lot of things are said in a board meeting, and sometimes you wish you could pop up and say, no, I need to correct that because it's just not right. This is the opposite of a fragmented system. T-BARTA, which is a 7-county regional system, has adopted a master plan for the entire region the first time ever. And this Hillsborough piece is the starting point of it, and it will one day connect to the other counties. So it's the opposite of fragmented. It actually is a totally cohesive system.
Mayor Iorio told WMNF that a solidified plan and political will make this the perfect time to act on the public transit overhaul.
I tell you, going into this century, we will be the only major metropolitan area of the country that doesn't have a modern transit system, and we will lose any and all competitive edge when it comes to attracting businesses here. So the past is what it is, but the future, I think, is looking a lot brighter.